Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews. I'm your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. It's time for another weekend review. And I have a new movie that just released in theaters today, or actually yesterday, by the time you hear this anyway. I wanted to do something a little bit different, a little bit off the beaten path, and I kind of noticed this one. It's listed as an adventure fantasy in that category, which I haven't done very much of on this platform. But I am familiar with the genre, and I do like it in, you know, certain situations. It's called The Green Knight. And I'll be honest, I had to look this one up to see what it was about and what I was getting into. And if you're unaware, like I was, this is based on an Arthurian legend by some anonymous writer. And I did do a little reading on the story, and it was pretty interesting. And I stopped because I didn't want to be tainted. I wanted to go into this in the dark. I didn't want my knowledge of the original source material to kind of maybe taint my review a little bit. Now, from the little bit that I read, execution of this is going to be key. This could, you know, be presented in a number of ways, so I'm not quite sure what to expect. So, with a 2-hour and 5-minute runtime, let's get into it. What is this one about? Well, we have, and forgive me if I'm pronouncing it wrong, Sir Gawain, who is King Arthur's nephew, son of the king's sister. A young man that appears to be living a pretty reckless lifestyle, doesn't really appear to have any kind of direction, stays out all night drinking, sleeping in what appears to be a brothel with prostitutes. Anyway, it's Christmas, and he has to attend, you know, the family dinner, basically, with the king and the other knights of the round table. However, before the dinner, his mother tells her she's not going, she doesn't feel like it, or whatever. And anyway, he goes to the dinner. The king says, hey, come sit next to me. And yeah, I want to get to know you better. You know, tell me a tale of your life so I can get to know you. And as stated before, with him living basically this carefree, playboy, rich kid lifestyle, which is how it translated to me, he hasn't any tales to tell the king. And just as the king kind of is giving his speech, welcoming, and they're about to get the dinner started, this strange knight enters the hall, and he presents them with a note. Meanwhile, spoiler free, his mother and some other women are off somewhere and doing some activity at the same time. Not going to get into any of that. Don't know, yeah, because that might spoil some things, so I'm going to leave that alone. Meanwhile, the knight, who appears to be ominous for all intents and purposes, he's a pretty imposing figure, he's just there for a game. And the rules are simple. You get to strike me. If I survive, I get to strike you in the same way a year from now. So basically, you know, next Christmas. The king looks to one of his knights to take the challenge. However, Sir Gawain is the first one to step up and volunteer, probably motivated by the embarrassment and not having anything of substance, you know, to tell the king about himself. And I won't divulge how it goes down, and this is not a spoiler. Of course the knight survives, or we really wouldn't have a movie to go with. So, yeah, so he must meet the knight at his place in a year for the return blow. So that year flies by pretty fast. He continues his party ways. And maybe he's even worse than he was before, because now he has this legendary story about him facing off with this knight. And, yeah, he's really wilding out now. So, but ultimately, deep down, he's a coward. And he doesn't really want to go meet up with this knight to finish the game. But he gets some encouragement, and he musters up what little bit of courage he has, and he goes off to finish the game and ultimately meet his fate. And that's where I'm going to stop. From there, he journeys to the Green Knight's Chapel, running into some issues and characters along the way to help shape how he decides to handle the end of the game. So what did the pros think? As of this recording, they are at a very robust 89% on the Rotten scale. They appear to like this one a lot. However, the audience is at a very lukewarm 59%, which makes this officially rotten according to the scale. 60% is still fresh. So, by 1%, this is actually listed as a rotten movie. So, what did I think? Well, let's start with the positives. Visually, this is really something to behold, the world they created here. It's very surreal and dreamlike throughout. It made me feel like I was watching a visual representation of someone like telling me a tale with these details that couldn't possibly be true. So my imagination is generating these pictures and I'm seeing what I'm seeing, which of course is the whole, you know, fantasy element of it. I did appreciate they didn't go super proper with the language, which can feel like homework with these kind of period pieces. The speech was pretty, you know, easy to follow and smooth. The story, at least this interpretation of it, more on that later, almost felt like a medieval, like, coming-of-age story told, you know, in a fantasy setting, with the knight representing his final turn into adulthood, if you will. Spoiler-free, there's a lot to see here, but the last 20 minutes, which for me was my favorite part, it plays out very differently than I expected and caught me completely off guard, to the point where I started to kind of question what the point was and what I had seen up to this point. Then it kind of hits you with it and they bring you back, and it was like very effective. Loved the way that they did that last 20 minutes and the ending of it. However, there are some small negatives and an observation that I want to make as well. And while there is a lot to see here, like I said earlier, visually, I loved it. You really don't need to see it all. Again, this is one of those things I'm a broken record on. Less is more sometimes. It does get bogged down at times where they're just showing you stuff, and it really slows down the pace. And I mean, slows it way down to the point where, I mean, I liked the scenery and what they were showing me, the cinematography and all of that. But it had me saying, what was the point in showing me all of that? I mean, since it really didn't add anything to the story or the arc or the characters or anything, I'm like, why, you know, did you show me that? And at 205, you can't just have stuff in there that doesn't pay off. And it wasn't like fluff, because I get it, they wanted to show you the world and we'll show you some things in the world. So I wouldn't exactly call it fluff. But I would say it wasn't really necessary. Another minor thing they did, and this is very minor, this is me nitpicking. They flashed text on the screen really fast, and in writing, I couldn't really understand. So by the time I could decipher that these are letters, the text was gone, and I didn't really get a chance to see what it was they put on the screen. Now, they do this at the beginning. Now, at the, you know, well, as the story goes on, they do it a few more times, but they slow it down so you can actually read it. I don't know why they did that at the beginning. And it had to have been done on purpose, but it was just annoying to me. I don't understand why they did it that way. Again, that was me nitpicking. But ultimately, my overall observation, and I kind of understand why it scored so low with the audience, this style, I mean, the way they told the story, the pacing, this is not going to be for everyone. It's one of those kind of movies where if you really liked it, I get it. And if you really don't like it, I'm also going to get it and understand that. There was a group of about 7 or 8 people at my showing that I was walking behind them when I was leaving, and they all had very different experiences. From what I could hear, and I, you know, when I was walking behind him, one person was like amazed and he was totally like all in on it. And the person he was talking to, the other person was like, hey, he said, I was bored. He's actually like dozed off at one point. And it really depends on if you're really going to dive into this fantasy setting and really connect with the material. So if you don't get into it and connect with it, you're not going to enjoy it. But ultimately, I can only speak for myself, so let me bottom line this one for you. Did I enjoy it? And yes, it's going to be a big yes for me. I would put this one right at an 82% on the Rotten scale to stay consistent. While I had some issues with the pacing, and I felt they did some unnecessary things with the visuals that I really didn't need to see, just to kind of, it kind of stretched out the time and slowed things way down. The presentation here is just very original, and their interpretation of the tale. I went back and actually read the story, and after I wrote, you know, my whole review and everything, like I said, I didn't want to be tainted by reading it. And this is a very different take on what the original tale says, so don't worry. So if you think you're going to go and just see a visual telling of, you know, that original tale, that's not what you're going to get here. This is a very different take on that. So, spoiler free, of course, you know, because I'm not telling you how it's going to work out. But, yeah, it was a very different, very different take. You don't get the brave knight here that's, you know, all brave and doing all this stuff. What you get is a very flawed person that doesn't really know what he's doing, and ultimately he's just going through life just trying to do the best he can. And sometimes that's all you can do. You just do the best you can as you're going through life, and you can kind of relate to that. And with that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Pod Bean production, mostly low-budget movie reviews with Clarence. Facebook page, Instagram, I post all my links and posters there so you can see what it is I reviewed. Up on all streaming platforms now, iTunes, Apple, Google Podcasts, Spotify. Of course, you can always go to Podbean, like, share, subscribe, check me out. Definitely appreciate it. Like movies, like random movies. I'm going to do a lot of new movies this summer because there's a lot of stuff that's coming out now that, you know, the world is kind of reopening up and all these movies are dropping in the theaters. So I will be getting to a lot of these newer movies. And I'm still going to stay on my low budget thing, though. I'm still going to throw in a few random movies here or there. As a matter of fact, I got one planned for this weekend that is streaming. It drops, so if I have time, I will drop that one as well. But anyway, now I'm being long-winded as usual. Thank you again for tuning in. I greatly appreciate it, and I will see you guys next time. Peace.